The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, moaning everybody! I apologize.
What?
Belichick signed with North Carolina. You were right. I apologize. I didn't think it was, this is still weird to me.
Coaches like to coach. And I think... talking about football made him want to coach more. But like, yeah, man, like here, you ever been in a situation where you knew you were learning from somebody, but maybe that relationship was difficult, but you knew you were getting valuable? That's Bill Belichick. You may not like his tactics, but you are a better player, a better coach, or whatever, if you go through that experience. Now, for the most part, everybody got along with him. He just had a way of delivering stuff. Like, it was like just nonchalant. He would, you know, nonchalant, son, if you do that again today, you won't be here tomorrow. Like, not with any animation, not with nothing. Dead serious. It didn't mean he didn't have a personality. It didn't mean, like, he's a football genius that at times seems awkward in social settings. But not that damn social, because one of his best friends is Bon Jovi, and he's with a 24-year-old. So,
is he
clearly.
Coaching the secondary Bon Jovi?
Huh?
Coaching the secondary Bon Jovi?
No.
He's got your boy Lombardi back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think Lombardi was in the front office when Bill became the coach.
Yeah.
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, I just think.
I just find it weird, man.
Here's the kicker. Bill Belichick could possibly change the way you do college football. Because if he goes about it with the GM, and he has a person handling the NIL, and then the recruiting department, and all these different things, and he really concentrates on all that and treats it like he did the NFL. Just imagine how structured it'll be.
I don't think it's like – I think that's probably what drew him there, though, because I think he probably looked at what was going on already, because a lot of those teams had that stuff already. They have NIL.
Well, maybe they
handlers.
Didn't have
they
it
have,
there, and they have wanted GMs. To bring it
there. No, I think that's probably what drew him. He's like, oh, this is kind of like the NFL now.
Right.
But obviously he comes with much more NFL experience.
Right. I just – listen, here's what he's not accustomed to dealing with. And I'm going to tell you right now, the kids are great, right? Here are the people that's going to bother the hell out of Bill Belichick. Family members, friends. You don't have to deal with that in the NFL. See, you're going to have the Uncle Ray Ray who think his son should get $2 million NIL.
Yeah.
But he should be getting $200,000.
Well,
that's the people you're gonna have to deal with.
It is.
Okay.
It's part of the it's part of the issue. That is definitely something new that he's gonna have to deal with, because the NIL isn't.
But I promise you that there's a level of respect he will get when people go in there to talk to him that a lot of people won't get.
Of course. Of course. There's a cachet that he has that nobody else has. And it's giving, and you know,
I'd be interested to see, like, he spends a lot of time in football. Like, he loves the whole football thing, watching film, breaking it down. He was one of the few people I've ever seen coach a team that before a game he could go up and down the stretch line and tell every single person a key or a point of what they're going to be doing at their position. That being said, there's one aspect of it that he's never dealt with before, and that's recruiting. That means getting on the road. That means, you know what I mean? That means dealing with the talking to kids on a daily basis and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I tell you what, there'll be a good defense.
Great. Because I'm guess super what? Stoked about that.
What did I tell you the problem is with Miami earlier in the year?
Discipline on defense. Right.
Like, one thing that Bill Belichick is, if you're not where you're supposed to be, you won't be playing. Simple as that. So, when you have contain, you will contain, or you won't be in there. And he does not care how good you are. And everybody buys in. So, the best players buy in, and the worst players buy in. And that's how your team gets better. When your better players buy into responsibility and being where you're supposed to be and doing your job, that's how you win football games.
Let's get the headlines, huh? Brought to us by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, Leroy, you can choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Atlas is just big Tiguan.
My wife used to have a Beetle. It smelled like crayons.
You tell me that. But does she have, like, the old one or the newer version?
Like, I mean, it wasn't.
You know, wait. When I say, because my aunt had a Beetle, and we picked hers up and put it sideways behind the house.
Because it was a small Beetle. The car legitimately, like, it was so adorable. It felt like
it sounded like a lawnmower.
It felt like a toy.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
it felt like a toy.
The
like,
lineman did that to a coach one time.
But I remember, like
Toyota, and they picked it up and put it in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost lost his mind.
I think the thing I just remember was, like, because I just started dating her, and she's like, yeah, I want to be a teacher. I'm like, does she, like, leave crayons in here? And it melted in the South Florida sun? What the hell happened? But people would tell me this was actually a Volkswagen thing, so I don't know.
Really?
I guess so. I don't know. I've told people this story. They said, yeah, that's a Volkswagen thing, a Beetle thing. I don't know. All right. Anyway, Heat back in the hardwood tonight against the Toronto Raptors at 7:30, 6:15. You got pre-heat. Finally, 3 days off, Heat back at it. And looking forward to it. There's been a lot of Jimmy Butler drama over the last 24 hours.
That's not drama.
It's drummed up drama.
It's drummed up drama, but it's not real drama.
That's what's annoying, though, isn't it?
It is because, Like, oh, okay, like, I think, and this is in the world, we have to make things important when we talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, they're not. Like, talking about somebody being in trade rumors is not, like, it's not that juicy as you might think, right? Because the people that are talking about it aren't here and don't necessarily know what's actually going on. Now, it could be happening, but so what?
We'll get into that, too. And the Panthers take on the Canucks tonight at 10 o'clock. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We apologize to our video audience. We will get back on track, but we're having some settings issues, which we'll get figured out. I don't want to have you guys yelling at it, kind of like we do have a show to keep doing for other platforms. So
plus, Leroy likes to talk.
And Leroy likes to talk. So we'll figure it out. We promise we'll get it fixed. And now, go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Go listen for us there, and we'll see if everybody else can go get this figured out for the time being and get the settings right.
I'm excited about this weekend.
What are you excited about?
We got the Heat tonight. Yep. Then the playoff starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to see playoffs? How it plays out. College football.
No, they don't.
Oh, next week.
No, it's next weekend. Dude. Heisman's this weekend.
Heisman's this weekend. All right.
You're jumping ahead, dude. We got a big one for the Dolphins, though.
Yep.
Dolphins got a big one. They got Dolphins and...
On the turf. Indoors.
Yeah.
Woo. Gonna be some speed out there.
I hope so.
I would say this. One of the things that I would caution everybody to see, that this is one of those games that if they don't run the football early, might start off really slow. Because everybody has a game plan, and they're really good defensively. They're sound defensively. Everybody has a good game plan of trying to get to spots, trying to take away certain areas. And so you might see Tua do a couple of little, you know, that little pump fake where he wants to throw it, but somebody's standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it might take him a while to adjust to it.
I think we're getting fixed. There we go. Sounds like we're getting better. I think it's coming back.
From that standpoint, that's kind of what I would be cautious of. The other thing is, though, if they catch one on the run on that turf.
Well, yeah, but it does go both ways. Like, we got to see a defense that is performing better than it had.
I got to tell you, look. I don't know what you do defensively with so many guys out, but it has to start. You got to put more pressure on the quarterback. You got to put pressure on the quarterback. And however you need to do that, because there's two theories. If your secondary is holding it down, you don't need as much time to get to the quarterback. And that allows that front four, if you only have to rush four, to get to the quarterback because they have a little more time.
Well, listen, the irrelevant Cowboys that they're taking on, they don't know about Zach Sealer, all right?
Who's the irrelevant Cowboy?
Texans. Nobody really cares about them. I mean, like, they're Texas. They're like Texas' other team. Let's be real about it.
They're going to be the only Texas team in the playoffs.
Yeah, but nobody cares about them. Like, honestly, like, this expansive franchise, well, what's their most significant playoff win with T.J. Yates? Zach Sealer's coming forward, dude.
Can I just tell you?
What?
You have the ability to trash some of the elite teams in any sport.
Yeah, elite strong. Strong.
Playoff. They won a division.
Elite is strong.
They lead in the division. How many divisions are there?
Dude.
Six.
So what?
Okay. Like, does that not put you amongst the elite if you win a division?
No, it doesn't. The Seattle Seahawks, 7-9, won a division, dude.
And won a playoff game.
Come on.
Yeah, but that's because they got the fortune of hosting a game at home.
That division's awful. Awful.
Oh, with Indy and Jacksonville.
And Tennessee.
And Tennessee.
That's an awful division.
I mean, it's kind of what the Bills been doing the last 5 years.
Fair, but the Dolphins have had a winning record.
No, they have. Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's one or two teams. I mean, it's not the AFC North or the NFC North or the NFC West, right? Those teams have had different teams win the division.
Al Macko says CJ Stroud is that guy. And respectfully, is he that guy? I don't know if he's that guy. He's a good guy.
No,
is he that guy?
Here's the reason. See, you look at the result, I look at why. They're one of the highest penalized teams in the league.
Mm-hmm. Not disciplined.
So
they were last year.
Yeah. But and our guy, our 2-for-1.
Who?
Laremy Tunsil.
Oh yeah.
Called
2-for-1.
BOGO. We got BOGO first rounders.
Yeah. Doesn't feel great that they won a playoff game before the Dolphins after that trade.
Wait, you'll watch. He's gonna give you 2-3 penalties.
Yeah, this isn't exactly, so are the Dolphins, especially on that line. Someone's going to get a holding on a big-time run.
No, but I mean, he, like, all kind of penalties. Moving, like that's just what he does, which has put them in bad positions. So, it's not that he's not good. Also, like, can we give other teams credit? Like, we're not just going to let you do the same stuff every game and every year. We're going to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And in his second year, he's probably never had to adjust as much as he has had to in his career. So it's not that he's not good.
Tua kind of did the thing again yesterday.
What did he do?
He's been like sneakily talking. He kind of like, he's like, maybe it's not what it was last year. I was like, damn, Tua. Like, Tua can't help himself from being honest. Like,
Oh, so he's the new Gogi?
A little bit. Well, he's always had that in him. Like, he's too honest. But, like, now he's like, CJ Stroud, great. Met him at the Pro Bowl. Maybe this year's not last year. I was like, geez, Tua. Like, last week you're calling Aaron Rodgers old. Now you're saying CJ Stroud, sophomore slump.
Here's what I would say, though. Is he wrong when he says this year ain't last year?
He's not wrong. You just don't typically hear the quarterback say it.
But he's not saying that. Like, most people call it a sophomore slump. I do not. I think that the level of adjustments he's had to make from play to play and game to game are different now that there's expectations on him and that offensive unit. And that's, like, you call it a sophomore slump, but I would just say it's just different. People are playing him different. The defenses are attacking him differently, and it might be the offense as a whole.
Hey,
and keep in mind, he did lose both of his receivers for a minute.
What? Who?
TJ?
Huh?
TJ Stroud?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. And he lost one of them for a whole year.
He won one for the whole year. They just got him from Buffalo.
Who, Stephon Diggs?
Yeah. What about Nico Collins? Is Collins any good?
Seems like that hurt the Bills too much, losing Stephon Diggs.
Is Nico Collins any good?
He's good.
Wow. See how dismissive he is?
He is good. I just said he's good. What do you want me to say?
No,
I'm doing the Tua.
So, Teron's not playing, right?
Nah. Got to rest that knee.
So, you get that offensive line against Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson?
Ugh. Wait, is one of them are out?
He might be coming back.
Okay.
Because they're coming off their bye.
That don't mean nothing. Like, everybody think they get to buy the rest. There's still a bunch of guys in the league still being out after they buy. Are you looking at the injury report?
For this week?
Yeah.
No.
We're talking about Houston. You're supposed to be pulling that information up.
Why? Nico Collins is playing.
No, we wouldn't talk about Nico Collins. We're on the other side of the ball right now.
I told you Teron Armstead's out.
Right.
No, the other side. Defense.
What about
for
it?
For the Texans.
You know they got two excellent pass rushers,
right?
Oh,
they're playing.
You have no idea. You have absolutely no.
They're playing.
Listen, if I get too close to football, it makes you nervous.
It really doesn't. I drew a plays with you. You and I went blow for blow on drawing up plays. Mine was better.
To be fair, Leroy fixed yours. He enhanced.
Yeah. Only because I forgot too. It was lefty.
Was that the whiteboard segment?
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to help him out.
Hunter and Anderson are not on the injury report.
And the other thing is I didn't even include sight adjust. You know what the sight adjust is?
I do, but explain it to people.
Dude, I want it.
You said it with such arrogance. He's like, yeah.
I don't want anybody to be left out.
Yeah. So basically, what a sight adjust is an automatic adjustment by one or two receivers if there's a blitz. So, if you ever notice, when a quarterback goes to the line or a center goes to the line, Mike is 55, right? That is the middle of the defense. So, if you have three left and three right, if the back is on the right, then if that third person comes from the left, right, you have a sight adjust. That means you have to adjust your route because the ball's coming out quicker.
Mm.
Some teams, and this was why Kurt Warner used to get killed with the Rams, they did not have sight adjust. They just told him, hold on a little longer. That was Marx's way of doing offense. So every quarterback under his system used to get killed because they didn't have sight adjust. So that's what sight adjust is.
Thank you for telling people again. I appreciate you reminding people.
So when I'm looking at your play,
yeah,
if somebody comes off the slot, then Janu has a built-in, right?
That's our waggle.
No, that's not your waggle.
No, it is. It's our waggle.
That is basically a drag route or something along those lines.
Yeah, a draggle route.
It's 10:33 in the morning.
You know, he's closer to you this time. He can touch you. He can put hands on you now, Toby.
I don't know. He might be weighed down by that leather sleeve that he's got on.
Nah. So, I'm feeling good this morning. I had my nice sandwich, cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. It is a game changer.
Elsa has some candy.
Mm-hmm.
Candy in the other office. She brings candy.
You know what the Dolphins bring out?
She's her favorite. What? His favorite.
Eye candy, dude.
Do you know what eye candy is?
Of course. But tell people, you know? I don't. Again, this is not one of those things where I want to brag about my football knowledge. So please tell the people about the eye candy.
So the
defense. Because they call Mike McDaniel. They call him Willy Wonka.
So the funny thing about defenses, right, is if you watch one player move on the offensive side, they hyperventilate, right? Watch! I want everybody to watch a game and watch one person move, right? And it is crazy. So here's what window dressing is, all right? Window dressing is
the motion.
You send guys in motion, you shift, mm-hmm. you do all this stuff around, the defense is going crazy, and then you hand the ball off. Window dressing. That means that you weren't really doing, you just trying to show them something, but all you're doing is handing the ball off.
Yeah, exactly.
That's window dressing.
Back in the furniture business, when we would put the window displays out, you always put your most attractive.
Too much.
No, I'm just telling you, that's the same thing as window dressing. And you'd always put things, my grandfather would make these signs saying like, nobody beats our prices in town. Boom, window dressing.
But
you're
the only furniture store in town.
Window dressing, salad dressing.
No.
We're talking about
the wars on Federal Highway. We're very strong, my friend.
So
eye candy, right?
Yeah.
Eye candy is lining up in a certain position, motioning to another position, and just moving back and forth and running all these pass plays, right? But you're giving them a bunch of different looks, but you're running the same plays.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. See, we only had – here's what you need to know about offense. You only have probably 10 to 15 actual plays, right, that you run out of 10 different formations. So to the defense, that looks like 150 plays. But to you, it's only 15 plays.
Exactly. So it's a lot like an ice cream sundae. You know, so like it's the same ice cream. Just throw a little M&M's on there. Eye candy. Boom. Same play, spiced up. Football.
What do you tell Tommy when he asks you what you do for work?
Huh? You know, I said we just had a little fun, baby.
I'm like, do you know what your daddy does?
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
See, I played a song for her. She's not there.
I know. They're, dude, you can't like hand, you can't deal with these two because when they get in here, they just want to hobnob with
I'm
everybody.
I'm saying. It's like they don't what?
They Jeez. Barely do the show when they're here. They're never on time.
You know what I've noticed?
Leroy and J-Fig.
You notice that they only come to the studio the days that the salespeople come to the studio?
Leroy's been doing some Mondays. He's been throwing some Mondays.
Well, Mondays
in there.
Obviously after yeah. football.
But weekend. But yes, I do. I know what you're doing, Vlad. Yes, for sure. I absolutely know.
You've seen
that.
I'm just saying.
Of course. Of
I'm
course.
Just saying.
You know, but they're hobnobbing. I don't know what's going on.
Hobnobbing.
Going out there. It's crazy. Yeah.
While we're trying to figure out what's going on with the Heat, they're hobnobbing.
Dude, what's the deal that Trae Young has over you guys? I don't understand this. This dude's throwing dice on the Mecca floor.
He has mind control over.
That's crazy, dude.
It just showed. This is what I hate. There's certain teams that you need certain players for. And this was the game where Mitchell Robinson was so needed. Mm-hmm. Because what it is. Trae Young, all he does is get to that lane, and he can either hit the floater, dish it off for somebody on the wing with a three, or give it to Capella for an alley-oop. And they got a baller named Jalen Johnson.
Oh, he's good.
Play.
They got some talent, man. They got some talent. Dyson Daniels is a dog. Like he's like, you know, throwing all kinds of defense all over the place. Capella's solid. No, they got a good team. You know, I don't know if they're like. And then of course Bogdanović. You never know when Bogdanović is going to go
yeah,
off.
Yeah, and then start talking trash to you. Oh God.
They definitely. I'll tell you one thing though. Adam Silver, he ain't happy the Knicks aren't in the cup.
He's not happy that the Knicks aren't in the cup. He's not happy that the Golden State Warriors aren't in the cup. He's not happy that the Lakers aren't in the cup or the Celtics.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
But does it for me? For fans, does it make it any less appealing?
This is why, though, that Shams has to come up with cockamamie trade rumors because it's like, oh, Shams, get us something. We got to talk about because I don't. What are we gonna do? Talk Rockets?
You know, when New England didn't win the Super Bowl, we were still pretty excited about the Super Bowl.
It's the NFL, man. Stop.
Yeah, I don't know what you're, no? And there's definitely Super Bowl matchups you're not as excited about.
Nobody really cared about Pittsburgh versus Detroit. Seattle.
That was a weird one.
That was a weird one. If it wasn't for Jerome Bettis playing in Detroit.
The Harbaugh was not very exciting, like, as a matchup. Like
the Harbaugh Bowl when the lights went out?
Yeah. But we were so sick of those brothers by the end of it.
They didn't do anything.
I was sick of the family.
Sick of
you them. Know what? That's because of the 2 weeks. You know, when I played, we used to alternate.
1 week to 2 weeks?
It used to go 1 week and then 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks
I thought it was always 2 weeks, except for nope. that time.
Nope.
When we went to war.
Nope.
That's when they cut it to 1 week.
Nope.
So it was every other year?
They tried it for, like, I think 5 or 6 years.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. But we were just talking about it before. You guys were hobnobbing out there.
Let me tell you something.
He decided from all
Wait
the
Wait a minute!
You know what? I'm going to blame it on J-Fig.
I didn't say.
He
you know what's bad, Tobin? When they already had, when they already
can't
starting,
get the story straight,
right? And they're already throwing blame at each other.
Yep. I didn't throw blame at anybody. She just attacked me.
You said at the end of the hallway, I'm going to go ahead and say it was you.
Did you record it?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Get your story straight. What kind of partner in crime is that?
Yeah, I know. She always throws me under the bus.
She's no Bonnie to your Clyde, man.
Nah, she would definitely like she would rat on us so fast.
Yeah, like
look at her.
Right now, I'm starting to feel like one of them damn birds.
She would definitely melt under the investigation light.
Feel like,
oh, as soon as they turn on the light,
I would, because it'd be so hot from that light.
She'd start like Tweety Bird, just
she'd be like, no, make it dark in here. No, we were just saying, like, Trae Young's got like this thing over the Knicks. It's a strange thing.
He owns us. He has mind control.
You see him throw the dice at the Mecca, Leroy?
It's amazing how that dude who annoys all the New Yorkers can go and perform to that level, right? Every time.
I'm just giving him props that he's actually learning how to play the game. Like, he's playing real
point guard. Well, he's always been, like...
No, but he's playing a real point guard. Like, he's a real point guard.
More assists than trying to chuck up shots from the logo.
Right. So, yeah. And he's good. They got some talent. That French kid, the number one pick. Yeah.
Is he... What's that guy's name? Jaylen Johnson. Last night, Sengun.
Oh, for Houston? Sengun.
Where's he from?
Oh, man, where is he from? Turkey?
Yeah, I call him Dollar Store or No Jokic.
Because I got to tell you.
He's basically a...
He can move. I thought he was going to pull up and shoot a three. He's like, no, not my thing.
Yeah, he's Donald General. Yeah, he's Dollar General Jokic. He's pretty good. Pretty good.
He's just big, too. Oh, my goodness. Although, let me tell you something. If you're going to be that big, you can't get stuffed by a point guard under the rim.
Stop. I saw Nate Robinson stuff Yame.
He's Turkish.
Yeah. It happens.
All right.
It happens once in a while, Leroy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Whoa. All right.
What do you mean?
Yeah, everybody get dunked on, everybody get blocked.
Yeah.
I just wanted, if I was a big man, I would rather be blocked by a big man and not a hobbit.
Come on. You know, broke clocks right 2 times. It can happen, Leroy. It can happen.
No, I'm not saying it can't happen.
Steve says, I wonder if rolling the dice at the Mecca New York politician is going to make that a felony.
Yeah, I like that, Leroy.
Oh, my goodness.
That was weak.
Witcher!
Why do politicians do that? It's as if... Hey.
Oh, remember the thing you got into with Australia Parliament guy?
I did.
He got into it, yes!
Oh, yeah. I had this bet with an Australian member of Parliament because he decided to take valuable political floor time to say what a crime it was that Goran Dragic made the All-Star team over Ben Simmons. This is Philly Ben Simmons. I think it was his second year.
Yeah.
He was balling. But there was a list. And, like, Goran, like, they had lost a bunch of guys, and Goran was the next one on the list, so Goran made it. I felt it unbecoming and unnecessary. So I called him a rat bastard on Twitter, and, you know, we got after it back and forth, and then all of a sudden the Heat ended up taking on the Sixers in the first round. We put a bet on it, and I said, hey, if the Heat win, you got to wear a Goran Dragic on the floor of Parliament. And if the Sixers win, if your stupid Ben Simmons wins, then I will wear a kangaroo outfit with a Ben Simmons jersey on it in front of the AAA. And unfortunately, he got gentleman's sweat.
Oh, my. So you had to wear it?
Oh, yeah.
I did a video of it.
Hey, kangaroo. We all went down there, and he was a kangaroo.
Yeah.
With a Ben Simmons jersey on.
But then, look, to be fair, we also almost bought some Roo Balls.
We did. Yeah, that was it.
They were making change purses, and the name of the company was Roo Balls.
I do like Australia, but that annoyed me with him. But to be fair, we did pay the bet, and Goran Dragic appreciated it too, because he was like, you know, when we talked to him at Media Day the next year, he was like, who wastes political time on something like that?
No, I don't get that. I'm like the other day with the Ohio politician, I'm like, really? Like, this is how you really trying to galvanize your people to vote? Like,
I'm
the guy who made it a felony if you plant your flag on Buckeye Stadium.
It's fine every time the mayors like want to bet like stone crabs versus peaches.
Yeah, that makes
something like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, that's cool. That's fine. But like this soft nature of like we got to get involved in sports because rivalries are getting disrespected. Like, dude, grow up. Enough
that's,
already.
That's what a rivalry is. It's not a rivalry if there's no disrespect.
If you want
to
be a
grown... You don't remember the Ohio State commercial where the two people are driving to the game and the girl goes, go Bucks, and the dude just jumps out of the car and yells, go Blue? That was a commercial. That's what it is.
Stancy says, you dress as a kangaroo and a dragon. The fact they let you in that building is amazing. Both of them got me a lot of respect with Goron.
Wait, here's the other thing, though. He was all covered up.
Ooh.
And wait.
Oh, no.
Wait, the one with the kangaroo. So there were kids and tourists walking up to him. And the kids were terrified. And the parents were making the kids take pictures with the kangaroo.
Nah.
Nobody knew why the damn kangaroo was there.
First of all, we need better children welfare to talk to those parents. Why are they forcing those kids to take a picture with Tony dressed up as a...
It had nothing to do with anything.
I
need child welfare to go for those parents because they should be bringing those kids.
They're back in the country they came from because you could tell they weren't from here.
No, you shouldn't do that. And second, I can understand the kids.
Wait.
We actually have
horror.
After he was jumping around like a kangaroo.
The funny thing was that we
How long were you jumping around? How big were you at that time? Because... And that costume, it's got to be hot, and you must have
passed out. It was really hot.
I
wore it down because it was not our costume. It was Light FM's because they had this mascot back in the day known as the Cash Kangaroo.
God, those were huge.
Yes. Yeah. So he was.
I'll get the video for it. We should play it for the audience. I got the video.
I remember throwing those away. Those were huge.
So he had a sign as a kangaroo.
Yeah, it said.
And so we're walking with him, and then these people just start walking up to him with the kids. They're like, no!
It's because people don't really question things that happen down here because it's just so...
People also like mascots.
Oh, yeah.
People like mascots.
Oh, yeah. You were there for the dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I parked.
I paid to
park in Minnesota because I thought the parking app... And she
She goes... He's out here paying
How did you only pay... I had to pay $7. How'd you only pay $2? I said, look. She goes, that's in Minnesota. So Minnesota got my $2. And I parked.
He got lucky.
Yeah, got lucky. Did get a ticket.
It was a hell of a time. But I did pay my...
He paid his debt.
That's a good con.
He paid his debt. He was dressed like a kangaroo. It was hilarious. But more importantly, it wasn't even the punishment. It was the fact that it was so... hot. It was so hot.
That's a punishment within
it. Yes.
Disgusting. And you wore it, huh?
He wore it. Look.
Oh, yeah. I'll find it. We got it somewhere. I'll take a break, though. Out to Tua. It's next.